Good morning. Our question today, a very fundamental question. What is the source in the Gemara for the mitzvah to be of the first 10 to shul? And question number two is, what's the reason for this mitzvah? What's the reason for the great tzchar of somebody who indeed is counted of the first 10? So when it comes to the source is a Gemara in Brachos, Mem Zayin Amabez Da Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says as follows, La'olam Yashkim Adam Lebeis HaKnesses. People should get up, go early to shul in the morning, kedei sheyizke v'yimane imasara harishonim, should have the schus, you have the schar, the great mitzvah, to be of the first 10 to make up the minyan in shul. So because of that, afilu mea bayim acharav, if you happen to be of the first 10, even if there are 100 that come after you, 1,000 that come after you to make that minyan, but you have already made the minyan, kibel alav schar kulam, literally you, of the first 10, anyone who was of the first 10, gets the schar, the credit, the mitzvah of everyone else. So the Gemara asks on that, how can you take away their mitzvah? They've done a mitzvah as well, they've come to shul, they've davened with the minyan, how can we take away their mitzvah and give it to the people who were there, the 10 first? So the Gemara says, no, we're not taking away the schar of everyone who comes from 11 and thereafter, but the people who come from 1 till 10, their schar is equal to not only their schar, but they get schar equal to everyone who comes after the initial minyan, the initial 10. So if you have 100 people who made the first 10, get the schar of 100 people that come thereafter. It's a huge maila, it's a huge significant mitzvah. So the Orach HaShulchan explains what's going on here, and he explains as follows, the reason, v'kevan shal yado b'ashchina, because you, the people who made the first 10, caused the Shechina to come, meaning you made the minyan, kedai hu lekabel schar keneged kol habayim acharav, that makes sense. It's the proper thing that the people who enabled the rest to daven b'minyan, because they were the initial garin, the initial minyan that came together and solidified that minyan, they're going to get the schar of everyone else who benefited from coming to that minyan. And the Orach HaShulchan continues a very important point. He says, even somebody who cannot be among the first 10, he has a good reason for it. He had a stomach gig, so he wasn't able to come. That's nikius. He was cleaning himself up, making him proper, getting dressed properly. He had things to take care of in preparation for the davening, whatever it may be. Nonetheless, somebody, even though you can't be of the first 10, you should be mahadar. You should be making an effort to come as quickly as possible to shul, because the closer you are to the initial minyan, the higher level it is. His language is as follows, the chol haba kodem, well, anyone who comes the closest to the initial 10, even if you're not with the in the initial 10, karav yosel yenikas hakadusha mehabayim acharkach, they are closest to the kedusha that was created from the minyan. The Kaf HaChaim comes and tells us something fascinating. There are people, anshei ma'isa, people who really are stressed the doing of mitzvahs, shenohagim she'osoyam, the day that they were unable to be there of the first 10 for whatever reason, they would fast to make up for it. In other words, they would give themselves a knas, they would penalize themselves by fasting if they were unable to make it of the first 10. And the Zohar has a fascinating discussion here, which illustrates the importance of being of the first 10. When Avraham Avinu was negotiating to save Sdom, and Sdom was going to be killed, was going to be destroyed, and Avram starts negotiating on their behalf of Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe you're going to find 50 people that are good people, that are tzaddikim. Not that, maybe 45, maybe 40, maybe 30, maybe 20. And when it gets to 10, the Zohar, on each of the levels, it explains what's the mile of having each of the levels of 30 people, 20 people. When it comes to 10, Ribono Shel Olam, Ulai Yimtzun Shamasara, maybe you'll find 10 people. What's the significance of having 10 people? Kilomar, says the Zohar HaKadosh, Ulai Yimtza Bein, maybe you'll find people, Misha Osek Ba Asara Ma'amaros, that is saying the Asara Ma'amaros each and every day, or Basaras Adibros Bechoyim, somebody says the Asaras Adibros Kolyam, or maybe the 10 means Vechein Ulai, maybe you'll find somebody in Sdom, Yimtzu'un Beinayim Asara Shemakdimim LeBeis HaKnesses, maybe you'll find the 10 people who come early to shul, and that's significant for them. And he learns it from our Gemara, that we have 10 people that come to the shul, they get tremendous schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how about if you find those 10 that are very very strict about coming early to shul, and so we learn from this Zohar that had the 10 people in Stum been strict about coming and being the first 10 in shul, they would have been able to save the entire Stum because of our specific mitzvah that we're discussing of getting to shul early and making the minyan and getting the schar of everyone thereafter. Have a wonderful day.